To the courts next, and a 24-year-old man has been jailed for 5 years for attacks on two women, threatening a taxi driver and hijacking the taxi, and drugs offences. David McNamara from Kiltalone Road in Talla in Dublin admitted the offences, which took place over a four-year period. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds joins us. Paul, tell us about this attack that took place back in 2023.
Yeah, David McNamara, Rachel, is quite a nasty, violent and dangerous individual, and coercive control was also involved in this first incident, or this latest one, shall I say. He and his partner were at their home in Finglas on the 20th of July 2023. They ordered a taxi to take them to his home in Talla. The taxi drove onto the M50, but he began shouting at her. The taxi driver pulled over. He shouted at the woman to get out, and then he ordered the taxi driver to, quote, leave the car before I stick a knife in your throat. Now, both managed to get out of the taxi before McNamara got into the driver's seat and took off at speed. The car was later found abandoned near his home, and the Gardaí were called. Now, they went to McNamara's home in Talla with an arrest warrant a few days later, but he offered significant resistance. He fled out the back. The house was surrounded. He took shelter in a neighbour's home, and the neighbour wouldn't cooperate with the Gardaí, so then the Gardaí had to subsequently return, and this time with an armed support unit and the Garda helicopter, and McNamara was arrested. When they got him to the station, he placed his possessions, two bags, on the custody desk, and they contained street drug deals, small amounts, €266 of cocaine, €308 of heroin, along with €155 in cash. He was interviewed and replied no comment to the taxi driver's allegations, but denied being violent, abusive or coercively controlling his girlfriend. He became abusive to her. He called her all sorts of names. He claimed he had never assaulted her. He claimed her injuries had been caused by, quote, a fall outside the house, or, quote, maybe it was dirt. He also claimed that he was holding the drugs for a friend. Today in court, Garda Shane Gallagher said that the victim had made attempts to withdraw her statement and that he had colleagues organised to take her to court in an unmarked car. McNamara has been in custody since September 2023 and has previous convictions for assault and drugs possession.
There was also, the court heard a previous attack in 2019.
Yeah, that was 4 years earlier. He was driving to court. He was due in court. He had no tax and insurance. And he had a 16-year-old girl with him in the car. She asked him to drop her off at the Lewis, but she was unable to get out of the car. He attacked her. He grabbed her. He tried to choke her. He pushed her head to the floor. And she was trying to blow the horn to get help. He threatened her. They ended up at an unknown location where he kicked her, pulled her hair, and then he used a broken gear stick to try to choke her. She got out. She managed to flag down a truck driver. And the next day, her mother reported the incident and sent photos of her injuries to the Gardaí. Now, he initially gave his brother's name. He was interviewed and asked about choking the girl, and he said, quote, to the Gardaí, it would have been good if I had been able to do that. He denied the charges, was granted bail. He was arrested when he failed to turn up. He was granted bail again, and then he finally pleaded guilty in court today to all of the offences.
So he was finally sentenced today. He got 5 years. What did the judge say?
Yeah, Judge Martin Nolan said the assault on the two partners were vicious and troubling, and that they both had suffered, quote, quite a bit, as did the taxi driver who was threatened with a knife. McNamara's defence counsel said he had spared the victim of the ordeal of having to give evidence by admitting what he had done. He said he was 22 at the time, has a history of substance abuse, difficulties in childhood and in his education. His brother died in tragic circumstances while he was in custody. His long-suffering mother, we heard, is very supportive, was present in court. He's welcome back at home when he's released. And the defence counsel also said that while it might be cold comfort, he did offer his apologies to the two women who were affected by his attacks and violence. Now, the court accepted he was young at the time and had pleaded guilty, but sentenced him to a total of 5 years in prison, which starts from today.
Paul, thank you. That was our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.